looking at you since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild-ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends. Just tell me your name, I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times in the
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Efforts to delay the vote in the House on the GOP mega bill leading to Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries to set a new record for floor speech, talking for more than 8.5 hours and still going. Jeffries criticized tax breaks for the wealthy and cuts to programs like Medicaid. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
What we've seen Hakeem Jeffries and Democrats do is seize on those cuts in particular and mention the fact that this bill rolls back tax credits that were created during the Biden administration in the Inflation Reduction Act, in that large piece of legislation for wind and solar, which would have a serious impact on small businesses in this country who have seen a boon over the last few years because of those tax credits.
The House Speaker says he has the votes to pass it. President Trump held a call with Russia's leader today on the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin says no new talks are planned with Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky, meantime, says he and President Trump will speak by phone tomorrow. This is ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs remains in custody after a judge denied bail for the music mogul. Combs was convicted on 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution and acquitted on the most serious charges against him, racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking. He's awaiting sentencing and faces up to 20 years in prison.
Prosecutors acknowledge guidelines in this case will likely mean Combs faces a maximum of 5 years total. The defense is requesting only a 2-year sentence, given that he has no prior criminal record. Combs was emotional after the verdicts were read, falling to his knees and mouthing thank you to the jury. His family celebrating on the street. But Combs not going home just yet. The judge refusing to release him on bail, citing hotel surveillance video from 2016, showing Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. The judge saying it shows Combs' propensity for violence.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Today marks the busiest travel day of the 4th of July holiday weekend, with millions of Americans getting away, hitting the roads and airports. But storms are also in the forecast. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot, with up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery, like GE Profile. Simplify your routine with GE Profile appliances, from refrigerators with autofill pitchers and multiple dispensing options to all-in-one washer-dryer combos that can wash and dry a full load in under 2 hours. Shop 4th of July savings on top-brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court sides with Democrats and pro-choice advocates on a challenge to the state's abortion ban.
In a 4-3 decision from the liberal majority court, justices ruled that an 1849 law against infanticide has been superseded by several other state laws and by a previous ruling from the court that the 1849 law only applied to assault which resulted in the death of an unborn child and not elective abortions. The ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status, allowing regulated abortions. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler wrote in the dissent that the court's 4 liberal justices are, quote, compromised on the issue of abortion and called their analysis flawed. In the majority opinion, Justice Rebecca Dallet said state lawmakers are free to pass legislation modifying the court's ruling. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Plenty of reaction to the ruling.
In a press release, Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming said the abortion issue should be resolved in the legislature and by voters, not by far-left justices parading as legislators. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said the decision, stemming from a lawsuit brought by his administration, affirms continued access to reproductive health care. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin called the 1849 criminal abortion ban archaic and said the court's ruling tells women across Wisconsin that we will not go back. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Evers signs bills to bolster nuclear power in Wisconsin.
One bill provides the State Public Service Commission with $2 million to evaluate existing nuclear energy opportunities and identify sites for possible nuclear power development. Evers says Wisconsin must continue efforts to lower energy costs and improve energy independence. He also signed a bill creating a nuclear power summit board to host a summit in Madison in 2028. Both bills passed the legislature with bipartisan support. Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 88 this afternoon. We may catch an isolated thunderstorm tonight. We'll drop down into the upper 60s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be hot and humid with a high near 90. If you want some real fireworks at your 4th of July barbecue, bring on the Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It will make you the talk of the town for sure. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Away from making its way to his desk, we'll bottom line the key provisions for ag and talk about what's in the bill and how it could change and change again and change again. And President Trump will be in Iowa this evening. What's on his agenda? We'll try to figure that out on this week's Free for All.
From the Fridayest Thursday on record via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's a Thursday free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. Directly following the news, Angie Stump Denton from Drovers. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, won't you say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Champ Ari?
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy, you got your 4th of July celebration all figured out?
I am fired up for America, brother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's do this.
I am, too. You know what? I've got to admit something. This is one of my favorite holidays of the year. It really is. It's just one of my favorite holidays. You know, we always try to figure out, gee, should we really celebrate because of this? Wow, we're losing the reason for the season. This, that, everything else. This is just a celebration.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it should be.
Just cut it loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I love it. Welcome.
I got some stuff to put on the grill. As Chip was saying, welcome, everyone. I interrupted him, but he was saying, welcome to AgriTalk. Going to be a great show. I got the stuff for the grill. I did some shopping yesterday. I'm all set.
Nice.
I may not have to leave the house again for a while.
Just watch fireworks on TV. Is that the plan?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Well, it's going to be kind of warm. Maybe that is the best plan of action.
Yeah, a little hot down here. Currently 84 degrees, head for 92 and sunny today in Kansas City.
Wow, we've got some heat coming in to northeast Iowa as well right now as we sit here at 79 degrees and heading for a high of 90. For a high of 90. So that's going to feel warm later this afternoon, no question about it.
I believe
Yep. Okay, we got the free-for-all, the three-for-all here on a Thursday. And we've got a lot of ground that we need to cover. Number one thing that I kind of want to figure out is what the heck is Jeffries doing? Jeffries.
Yes.
Leader, the Democrat leader in the House. Oh. Yeah, I think he's into like hour six of his commentary on the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Oh, they're doing filibuster stuff again?
It seems crazy, but that's what they're doing.
Didn't Cory Booker go 25 hours?
Is something like that. And I wonder if Jeffries is just saying, you know what? We're not going to meet the deadline. We're not going to get it done by July 4th.
Yeah.
That could be what he's doing. I don't know. We'll talk to Wiesmeyer about it.
All right.
What else you got in the news, buddy?
Well, I'm going to start with the National Weather Service near-term outlook. Scattered severe thunderstorms capable of damaging wind gusts and hail are forecast across
the northeastern United States and North Dakota today. Heavy to excessive rainfall is possible over eastern New Mexico into western Texas and over the western Florida Peninsula today. Critical fire weather conditions will persist today over parts of the interior Northwest and the Great Basin. Corn, soybeans, and the winter wheat markets extended Wednesday's strong gains during overnight trade, while spring wheat did pull back a little bit. Chip, the U.S. dollar index was trading just above unchanged. Front month crude oil futures were modestly lower just ahead of the open. Looking over to my markets page, I don't know. It seems like it might be all right. Up a few cents in corn, up almost a dime in beans. Yep.
But to quote our good friend Todd Bubba Horwitz from yesterday afternoon, come on, Davis, what do you expect? We always go up into the fourth.
Well, we'll take it. Private exporters reported the following sales activity. There's a couple of them here. 150,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown during the 24-25 marketing year. 226,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 24-25 marketing year, and 195,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to unknown destinations. Of the total 45,000 metric tons for delivery during 24-25, 150,000 metric tons for delivery during the 25-26 marketing year.
Yeah, how do you say the prices may have gotten low enough without really saying the prices have gotten low enough? Maybe you just look at the export sales report.
I hope that's what we're saying. I really do. President Trump is expected to tell Iowa farmers that he has great news for them, highlighting what he describes as significant achievements in trade policy and support for agriculture during a visit today to the Iowa State Fairgrounds. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins will accompany President Trump, and it's possible she could make an announcement about the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program effort under USDA's plan that just cleared the Office of Management and Budget review just this week.
Yeah, we'll check with Wiesmeyer on this for sure, but I think it's probably more correct to say that the that he's going to be talking this evening. I think they pushed it all the way back to like 7:30 tonight.
Well, Chip, after marathon backroom negotiations, the House voted early Thursday to advance Trump's signature One Big Beautiful Bill to a final vote, bringing Trump to the threshold of a major legislative victory by his July 4 deadline. The bill would deliver trillions in tax cuts, enacts the first major federal spending reductions in decades, and would overhaul programs like Medicaid and food stamps, dramatically shrinking the scope of the federal government. Chip, I'm going to be honest. I guess we're not to the finish line yet. What you said about Jeffries makes it sound like we might not get it done this week yet.
Well, it sounds like they probably will try. I don't know if Jeffries is going to stretch it out that long or not, but we'll see. We'll talk to Jim about that here in a moment. So,
all right. Well, it looks like we're at time here. Do we have Angie?
You bet we've got Angie. Let's bring her in here. Angie Stump Denton, the editorial director at Drovers. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Chip. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I really enjoy the production stuff that you're working on in this last, one of the last articles that you did. I mean, it shows us that heifers really need some special attention when it comes to breeding time, doesn't it?
It does. Open Heifers Explained was an article that we just recently added to drovers.com. What it was based on is a Bovine Science Beef Cattle Institute podcast that I had listened to. I then talked to Dr. Brad White and Dr. Bob Larson, and what they had reviewed is a producer who had 20% open heifers, and they kind of went through that scenario and talked about and looked at what caused that 20% opening.
Mm-hmm. And what they find out? I mean, is this something that we can control and get better results on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they talked about, you know, it wasn't catastrophic. They talked about with the heifers after that, they were initially developed in a dry lot and actually had a high body condition score of 7 out of 9. You know, one thing they talked about is maybe not getting those heifers that fat before breeding them. But the key thing is there, if they do have that higher body condition score, maintaining that condition through that those early pregnancy days. Because if they go into a negative energy cycle, that can cause the female's estrous cycle to pause or not work functionally. The other thing they talked about was bull factors. You know, they synchronized those heifers and they bred them AI the first cycle. Then they turned them out with five bulls. And so they were still synced tightly there. And so based on their data, 48 heifers had to rebreed in that second cycle. And maybe those five bulls just couldn't handle those 48 heifers is something you need to consider. Yep. They did have three yearlings and two mature bulls. So you also have to think about social dynamics and breeding behavior.
Yep, yep, no doubt about it. They all deserve some special attention at that time of the year. Angie, thank you so much. Happy 4th of July. The free-for-all's next.
Bugs can wreak havoc on post-harvest stored grain and eat away at your bottom line. At Central Life Sciences, we believe in making every kernel count. Our Gravista and Diacon IGR family of products are proven solutions for post-harvest insect control, providing lasting protection as grain is being loaded into storage. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn how you can make every kernel count.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
My fiance.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust.
I just realized something, Chip.
Can't wait.
I realize I'm drinking with a straw this morning. I've got some juice and some sparkly water in there I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, typically I reserve straws for the weekends, and it's only Thursday morning, and I find myself reaching for an Agra straw already. Something's up.
You may be jumping the gun here just a touch. Let's try to stay focused.
I feel like I'm right on time.
We got some work to do here. So welcome back to Agra Talk. I'm Chip. It is time for an early edition of this week's Free for All. Policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Well, we're waiting to see how long House Democratic leader Jeffries is going to talk before. Yeah. He can't stop the process. They're just trying to delay it, I guess.
Yep, yep. We'll talk a little bit more about that here coming up in just a moment. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, man?
Chip, I couldn't be better. The Toronto Blue Jays, Blue Jays, are tied for first in the AL East, my friend. So as ugly as Wiesmeyer is about the Nationals, I am blown away to the upside and surprise when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays. They're in a series with the Yankees, and they're up 3-0 right now.
Yeah, yeah. The Cubs are going to have two starters in the outfield. Can you believe that? PCA?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Two starters in the outfield for the All-Star game. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Pretty cool.
Okay, but as long as we're talking baseball, let's take a moment and just kind of absorb something that happened last night. Clayton Kershaw into the 3,000 strikeout club. Wiesmeyer, that's one of the most incredible stats that I think in all of baseball.
It is hard to do, very hard to do, and it has to show consistency, and he has shown it even though he's been hurt a few years, but he did the job.
Yeah. Well,
and I think the other thing is you evolve from being like a thrower of the baseball where you blow people away with velocity, and then as you transition the back half of that 3,000 strikeouts to become a pitcher, you know, you look at like the Kershaws and the Scherzers, they get to that age where, you know, they got to outthink and outwit some of these hitters. It's an amazing, amazing career accomplishment.
It certainly is. And you know, with that herky-jerky motion that he's got, with that left leg out there, just kind of, I don't know, even doing what it's doing. But it is really something to watch, and he's one of the greatest of all time. I'm not a Dodgers fan, but to do it with one team, you guys, that's incredible. Absolutely incredible to do it all with one team. It's pretty spectacular. Congratulations, Clayton. Yeah, absolutely Hall of Famer. First ballot, if he's not, the Hall of Fame doesn't know what they're doing. All right, let's jump into it. Talking about not knowing what they're doing. Jim, you already mentioned it. What the heck is Jeffries doing?
I don't know whether he's trying to break the House history, not the Senate, the House history as the longest speech. Now, Kevin McCarthy's was 8 hours and 32 minutes in 2021, and Pelosi's was 8 hours and 7 minutes in 2018. So if that's the case, he's got about another, hour and a half or so left. But he's not going to change it. You don't. Sooner or later, I think even the Democrats are going to say they got to catch some planes to go home for the 4th of July.
Jeez. The Democratic senator from Pennsylvania, whose name is escaping me right now, had the stroke.
Fetterman.
Oh, Fetterman?
Fetterman. Thank you, Big Apple Joe. Fetterman. I can't believe I forgot that. Fetterman was ready on Monday. He's like, come on, let's get this over with. We're not going to stick around here. I've already missed the trip to the beach with the family.
to be fair, Chip, I don't think it should take that long. But Jeffrey's speech, the Dems are telling me, it's not to block the bill outright, because he can't do that, but to delay the process and draw public attention to the negative consequences that he and the House Democrats believe the legislation will have.
Okay. Draw attention for who, like, from who, though?
Yeah,
who, target audience.
Well, some of the climate change people, the alternative fuels and things like that. But there's a lot of myths on what this bill has and what it hasn't. So I think you got to be careful when you describe this bill.
You absolutely do. And on one side might be half-truths. On the other side are just outright lies about what is in the bill. And it's all posturing. It's all positioning. It's all ridiculous stuff that is surrounding this bill. Jim, I want to do a little bit of background on this, okay? How did we end up with a reconciliation bill? Why didn't we go through all the budgeting earlier through appropriations?
Oh, you wouldn't have had the vote. See, budget reconciliation gets around the Senate filibuster where you just have to have a majority of the vote, not 60. Yeah. And there's no way you would have it in a regular appropriations bill.
Why? Why can't you get to it in a regular appropriations?
Because they can't get the 60 votes. We've got a 50-50 divided country and also in Congress. You can't.
So it's the tight margin. It's the tight margin in the Senate and the tight margin in the House. Okay.
Absolutely. That's how Trump got his tax cuts in 2017. That's how Biden got his Inflation Reduction Act or the Climate Act when he controlled all the chambers.
Okay, yeah. So what do you say right now to all of the lawmakers out there and even Elon Musk that are saying, listen, this is a terrible bill because it doesn't cut spending enough?
Well, it does cut spending when you look at the revenues that's going to come in from the reduced taxes and the growth angle on some of the provisions. That's your miss, because had the bill not been approved, you would have had a 68% increase in taxes. And as far as helping just the rich people, that's also a myth, because a lot of the child tax credit and the no tips on taxes up to a certain amount, but it's still going to put more money in the pockets of a lot of lower income people. So bottom line, it's not perfect. Nothing like this is. Now, the Republicans are going to have to sell it because of these other sides of saying you're going to kill people as a result of the change of the SNAP program, et cetera. You talk about hyperbole. They're stopping the growth, or they're tempering the growth, not stopping, tempering the growth of both Medicare spending and food stamp spending. That's not cutting.
Yeah, and when you have this kind of large omnibus, you know, big, beautiful bill, you're going to have criticisms from all sides. Isn't it, when we look back on this, say, 3-4 years from now, the evaluation really comes down to what kind of economic growth number is the U.S. able to hit given what's the economics of the, you know, the sustaining the tax cuts, those tip cuts like we just talked about? Is it really just down to that economic growth number?
Absolutely. And the key change that the Senate made, I think, is to making some of the tax cuts permanent. And that's good for the ag sector. Now we don't have to worry. This is certainty. And you give certainty to the business sector in America, and you're going to have growth. And that's what we're going to see in the years ahead. I think you're going to see 3 to 4% GDP in the years ahead. We'll see.
Yeah. Right. Well, and you look at, you know, those jobs numbers this morning, where, you know, the U.S. economy has really sustained a real period here of uncertainty. So building on top of that is, you know, this, whether you like what's in here or not, and we can argue about that forever, this is a big win for the president. If this gets approved and it moves forward, it is a huge win for him. That July 4th date that he put on the board, hey, I doubted it. I think we all doubted it, and it's going to happen.
Yep, yep. Okay, big wins for ag in this. Higher reference prices, so a Title I fix for the Farm Bill. Positive changes to crop insurance, a big boost in the trade market development funding, bevy of ag-friendly tax provisions, and some positive changes for the 45Z clean fuel program. I took that straight off the front page of Pro Farmer that's going to be hitting the mailbox yet today. And that's a respectable list of wins for ag, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. And you correctly said some positive changes for the 45Z, because it wasn't perfect, because they put in equity the actual credit. But the good part now is, once this bill is signed into law, Trump wants at least a signing ceremony Friday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. But what this gives, Chip, is now the Treasury and the IRS can finally finalize the 45Z regulation. So they're coming.
Okay. All right. There's a couple of other issues that I feel like we need to finish up around the reconciliation bill. Can it change? Can it change going forward? Once this thing is voted on and makes its way over to the president's desk, are amendments possible later? We're going to discuss that.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's never too early to think about next season. With Alcivia's Verity Input Financing, you can lock in crop inputs early, manage cash flow, and stay ready to act when opportunity knocks. Flexible, farmer-focused, and built to protect your operation from risk. Let's set you up for success in 2026. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401. 608-819-4401 and plan with confidence.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Live cattle futures are moderately and sharply higher. Call moderate gains in the feeder cattle here at mid-morning. And then the hog market continues to fall. So, you know, looks like seasonal tops are in place, not only in the futures, the cash market, and also pork product market
as
well.
All right, buddy, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
Absolutely, Chip. Thanks.
All right, Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Get more from Pro Farmer. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe, too. Create strong passwords. Turn on factor authentication. Update software and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We've got an early edition of the Free For All going. I don't know why that cracks me up as much as it does, but it does. Sorry about that. Jim Wiesmeyer, policy analyst, Real Agriculture, Sean Haney with us again this week. Hey, Jim, okay, so what is voted on today? is and even if President Trump signs it, is that final, or are there still some opportunity for amendments?
Oh, there's always possibility for amendments through the legislative process, number one, through appropriation bills primarily, or two, we don't know yet what Trump promised those wary Republicans, some rebels, some ultra-conservatives, to get their vote. And I think you're going to see some executive orders, Chip, in a number of areas, okay?
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. Right. Is this between now, like we're only in the first, what, we 180 days here? Is this the biggest legislative victory for the president in the second term?
No ifs, ands, or buts, because we didn't even mention all the billions of dollars for defense and border security. So, I think this is his signature issue of his second term. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Hey,
and Chip, by the way, I just got another email. These are frustrations while I'm on the air, but it got into the market a little Thursday, I think. But I've been told to check out whether Trump may announce new purchase agreements for corn and beans with China when he's in Iowa this evening. So we're going to see.
If he does that, that's going to raise the roof off of the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Yeah, we're going to see. It's speculation at this time, but I was told to check with White House people, so I'll be
okay.
on the phone.
All right. Well, I'll get on the phone, too, and we'll try to figure out what if that's going to be a possibility. I think the expectations are that there's going to be some kind of an announcement made in Des Moines tonight at the fairgrounds, but it's going to be more ceremonial than something like that, Jim. I think that's the expectations, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins has a good track record on saying when things are going to come out. And on X, she posted, big announcement coming, stay tuned. So she's got her track record is pretty good. So there must be something big. Now, I think the disaster aid will be important. I don't think that's as big as any purchase agreement with China, if that's the case. So we're just going to have to wait. But you know, Trump, he's going to tell farmers how he's protecting them in the migrant issue, that he knows the labor issues, the H-2A changes that he and his department has already made, how he's becoming fast and hard on these trade agreements. And he'll list a few that's been done yet this week. Vietnam, India is probably going to be announced any minute. Some partial deals with the EU. I don't think much on their case. He's got a plethora of things that he wants to tell farmers that one of his best states is Iowa. They voted for him, what, three times?
Three times.
He's going to deliver for him, in my judgment.
Yeah, you got to think there was some sort of announcement. It has to be around something around biofuels. It being Iowa, like disaster aid, like important, but is that like something you would do? You know, announce in Iowa? It just seems like there's to get a crowd reaction. There's definitely some bigger things to hit on. I think he talks a lot about this. Obviously tomorrow is July 4th. I think it's a very, very, America first, pro U.S. look at all the things we're doing. I'm starting to wonder, how fast they're moving on some of these things. What is going to distract him or keep him occupied in the second half of this term? I'm really interested
elections.
Where they go. What's that?
The elections. Won't it?
Will he? And I mean this the most, will he really care about? Like, does he care about that? Or is it, do we see one of the kids, one of the sons, show an interest in being the next Republican candidate? And then he would take an interest. But is that important to him?
I think he's going to campaign as if he's on the ticket, because he knows that if he isn't, a significant number of Republicans just don't vote in off-year election. Yeah. So, and his legacy is on the line as far as what additional things he wants to do. Now, if the House, most of these experts, and you know they're not right all the time, are forecasting that the Democrats will regain control of the House, well, his lever is the executive orders that he'll uncork in that regard. But no, I think he's going to be a very aggressive campaigner in the 2026 election cycle.
Yeah,
well, I'd be very curious to see which candidate he supports. Sorry, Chuck.
Well, I think one of the things that you need to watch is if Musk follows through with his statement that he is going to finance primaries against anybody that supports this one big beautiful bill on the Republican side, I think we're going to see a very active President Trump in that whole process.
Agreed.
Yeah. The battle, old battle royale, so to speak,
yeah.
In terms. Yeah. Yep. Listen, like the reheating again this week of the Musk Trump battle, very, very, very interesting. Musk has his handful over there at Tesla, based on some of the sales and some of the work they have to do, especially in the EU. At the end of the day, he very much is a fiscal hawk, very, very libertarian from a financial standpoint. And I think from that crowd, there is a lot of disappointment in terms of some of the spending that is out there in this budget reconciliation bill.
Yep. Jim, you mentioned any minute something with India might be announced. But we're talking about a mini deal here, right?
Yeah, because the sensitive issues for agriculture, GMOs and things like that, are going to be further negotiated. But I still think, Chip, that the market is eventually going to see that when you go through each of these, whether they're individual countries or regions like the EU, the U.S. is going to be better off with what they agree to, even temporarily, than what they had going into this process. So I think the market got too negative, too fast on this trade policy arena, and Trump's going to have to prove, you know, some of these things. And he's going to get his minimum 10% tariffs to continue to bring that tariff money into the country. Yes, I know, paid in some part by consumers, but initially a lot of these countries and companies are taking up the slack and not charging more.
Yeah.
Jim, you're arguing with me. I don't get a chance to get my point in. You're defending my arguments before we even get to get them in. I think Jim is exactly right in the sense, though, that some people are being too negative. But I'll say, and added to that, though, the White House is over-promising around some of these trade deals, too. They're in the middle is somewhere the reality. If you look at the Vietnam deal from this week, it's really, you know, the biggest part of that one important market for North American exporters, no doubt about it. You just look at things like beef and other commodities. But the reality is a big part of this is defense. It's trying to minimize some of the transshipping issues, products from China going through Vietnam to the U.S. So other countries take note of that. I'm sure that's going to be an issue with India in that deal as well. I will not be surprised if it doesn't show up with something with Mexico and Canada, as that's really the root of some of the steel and aluminum tariffs that have been put on Canada, for example, steel coming out of China into Canada, into the U.S. But yeah, it's, hey, look at the U.K. deal. I wonder if it's under threat. Because Starmer's in trouble. There's some whispers at 10 Downing Street that his length as prime minister may not have a lot of longevity to it. And nobody likes to sack a prime minister more than the Brits. So I wonder if there's a new prime minister that threaten that deal going forward.
Well, that's similar to what you're seeing in Japan, who won't give in on the ag-sensitive issues because they have a July election coming up. And Sean, I would like to, real quick, Chip, I would like Sean, since he was the first one to convince me that Canada's dairy legislation, there is an end around that. Can you explain that, Sean?
Oh, yeah. So Canada last week gave royal assent to a new bill, Bill C-202. Now, this is essentially a bill to protect supply management, where Canadian trade negotiators cannot give up more market access or increase the tariffs, decrease the tariffs on those TRQs. And there was a lot of fight in the prior, during the Trudeau government about this. Basically, the will to fight it was lost in the House and the Senate in Canada. It is a law now, but there are ways around it. And it mentions the trade minister in the legislation. This is why we're seeing Carney and Ambassador Hillman take the lead on these trade negotiations. I wouldn't worry that this is some sort of big hiccup. Canada will be able to negotiate whatever it needs to do to close a deal with the United States. I wouldn't expect dairy to be the linchpin to hold the whole thing from happening.
Okay. All right. But what does that do to access for both sides? Does it change anything?
Well, I think it, you know, if U.S. dairy groups are, you know, still towing this line of, hey, it's really about these TRQ definitions. You know, Trump keeps talking about the tariffs on the over and above the tariff rate quotas.
Yeah.
Those quotas aren't even being, they're not even being reached anyway. No one's paying that tariff. Okay. It's about the definition of the TRQs. That's what needs to be adjusted from a U.S. perspective.
Gotcha. All right. We are heading into the end of this week's free-for-all. We got to talk USDA reports. They were kind of a bust. Trump calls for Powell's resignation. SCOTUS on Prop 12. We've got a little ground to cover yet.
You said you... We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-595-2212. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-595-2212. That's 800-595-2212. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936, 800-409-1936, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.51% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the free-for-all. This week's free-for-all coming to you a day early because we didn't want to miss it. We had a lot of ground that needed to be covered in what is going on right now. Policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer is with us, Real Agriculture Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, our news anchor. Davis, I don't know if you saw it or not this morning on Fox News, but Fox News was in New Hartford, Iowa.
Is that right?
Oh. Yes.
New Hartford, Iowa was on the map.
In New Hartford, Iowa, on the farm of one Mr. Senator Chuck Grassley.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool, and it was... It was not an issues. It really wasn't that much of an issues conversation that they were having. It was more of a personality with the senator, and I thought that was it was really pretty cool to see that side of Senator Grassley get some spotlight. I thought it was pretty cool. All right, you guys, we got a little bit of ground to cover yet. Jim, Trump has he officially called for Fed Chairman Powell's resignation?
Well, I don't know about officially, but he is sick more times than anyone can count anymore. He wouldn't cry, put it this way, if he resigned.
But you know, based on the numbers this morning, like, honestly, more economists are siding with Powell on this. Like, the rate cuts are being pushed back. The economy, like, what is the evidence of need? Like, you look at the unemployment number went down. Now, the participation rate did go down as well. But honestly, these numbers this morning, honestly, Powell's on the right side of the decision to stay pat, it looks like.
Well, yeah. You guys.
At least until September, if then.
Push back to September if then. You guys, and what Haney is talking about is one of the things that every now and then I will look at some commentary. I will look at or hear some opinion expressed, and they'll come out and say, listen, we've got a super strong economy here in the United States. It could be even stronger if we would cut interest rates. Well, super strong economy here in the United States, to just stabilized monetary policy is what allows that growth to continue. Jim, you said it earlier. Give them certainty through policy and business in America will grow. Give them stable monetary policy in America and business will grow. Now, do I want to see lower interest rates for home buyers out there? Absolutely, I want to see that. Do I want to see it on operating lines of credit? Sure, I would like to see that as well. But stable may be more important. Haney?
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing you want to do is overheat the bloody thing, and then you're having to make some other decisions. So, and one of the things that comes to mind here is that, you know, historically rates now are not that high. The rates are relatively low from a historical standpoint. So this is a battle that if this kind of strong economic numbers hold through the summer into the fall, this becomes a little bit more of just like a political circus between Trump and Powell, and not really of substance. Yeah. One thing to keep there, the Journal had news, I think it was last week, that Trump may name the next Fed chair much earlier than is the norm. Bessent is one of the people that is in the running for that, apparently, as one of the trio. So keep your eyes out for whether Trump pulls the trigger on that.
What you should watch out for is the two-year Treasury rates. If they're below the Fed funds rate, that's an argument to cut the rates. So watch the two-year.
Yeah, and they were yesterday. I don't know if they are today, but they were
yesterday. Probably not today. I didn't check either. No.
Well, and from an equity standpoint, the American exceptionalism trade still persists. Like, you know, there's been, you know, I was saying to somebody yesterday that, you know, if you're going to move out of U.S.-based equities and into Europe, that's a little bit, like, it's worked out well in the first quarter. Does it sustain itself? I'm not so sure about that. It's sort of like, you know, Chip Flory, a very wise market guy, once taught me, you don't want wheat to lead the market higher. I'm not sure I want European equities to be leading me higher. And I think we're going to see a continued focus on the U.S. markets going forward.
Yep. No. Okay. One last thought on interest rates here. Maybe one of the most convincing arguments that I've heard on lowering interest rates is you lower them now so that you can raise them later and get back to where we're at now while managing and preventing that economy from overheating. Okay, you know what? I can see some of that. But if that's how you're going to do it, you can't. Davis, we've talked about this a million times. You can't be so transparent with everything that you're doing. You've got to hold something back and keep it in reserve so that you can surprise the market later with some of these moves on monetary policy. Otherwise, you know, they lose their pop. Jim, what's SCOTUS doing with Prop 12?
Basically, they punted. They're not going to reconsider, at least for this year, it looks like. So that means a legislative focus. You mentioned if things could change. I would watch Farm Bill 2.0 to see whether or not that can be done yet this calendar year. And if so, then you have to see whether or not G.T. Thompson includes language, which he says he will, relative to the Prop 12 issue, Chip.
Okay. Could a Prop 12 fix be done as an individual piece of legislation, or does it need to be part of something bigger?
Has to be part of something bigger. Can't stand on its own.
That's what I'm afraid of. Haney, I didn't even ask. I hope you had a great Canada Day.
Oh, I absolutely did, and I'm looking forward to spending July 4th in Montana, maybe enjoying some fireworks there. So it's a double dip kind of week, Chip.
I love it. Good for you, Amy. Thanks for being here again, Jim. Happy 4th, brother. Take care,
boring,
and we'll talk to you next week.
The boring acreage and grain stock reports means that demand and weather are your two focal points, as you know.
That's awesome way to wrap things up. Hey. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Have a very happy 4th of July. We're going to be entertained and informed by Andrew McCray tomorrow morning. Come back this afternoon, 206 Central.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI.
I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GROW25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GROW25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GROW25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code GROW25.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. House Republicans appear to have the votes to hand President Trump a big win for the mega budget.